This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram is underway in the Lok Sabha. The song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875 and was adopted as the national song by the Constituent Assembly of India on the 24th of January 1950. Initiating the discussion in the Lok Sabha today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the mantra of Vande Mataram gave the strength and inspiration to the entire country and energized the freedom movement. He said the national song continues to inspire people to fulfill the dreams envisioned by our freedom fighters. The Prime Minister said Vande Mataram was written at a time of the uprising in 1875 against the British government for unleashing various forms of oppression.
Hamare jaanbaz sapoot bina kisi dar ke phaanse ke tak par chadte the aur aakhri saans tak Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram yahi unka bhav घोष रहता था. खुदीराम बोस, मदनलाल ढींगरा, रामप्रसाद बिस्मिल, अशफाक उल्ला खान, रोशन सिंह, राजेंद्र नाथ लाहिड़ी, रामकृष्ण विश्वास, अनगिनत जिन्होंने वंदे मातरम कहते कहते फांसी के फंदे को अपने गले पर लगाया था.
Participating in the debate, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said several writers and poets from Bengal wrote songs that inspired many during the independence movement. Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav, TMC MP Kakoli Ghosh Dastidar, Devesh Chandra Thakur of JDU, Dr. Bhai Reddy Shabari of TDP, Sri Rang Barne of Shiv Sena also spoke during the discussion. Earlier announcing the initiation of the discussion, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the national song offered light and hope during difficult times as India fought off colonial oppression. India has welcomed the steps taken by the UK government to sanction anti-India extremist entities aimed towards strengthening the global fight against terrorism and extremism. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said such individuals and entities pose a threat not just to India and the UK, but to people across the world. He added that the move will also help curb illicit financial flows and transnational crime networks. On Indian nationals travelling to China, Mr. Jaiswal called for respecting the regulations governing international air travel by the Chinese side. On reports of border clashes in which several Afghan civilians have been killed, Mr. Jaiswal said that India condemns such attacks on innocent Afghan people and strongly supports the territorial integrity, sovereignty and independence of Afghanistan. Replying to a question on Myanmar elections, Mr. Jaiswal said India supports Myanmar's transition to democracy. He added that India will continue to support all efforts that advance peace, dialogue and return to normalcy in Myanmar. In the Rajya Sabha, the discussion is underway on the Health Security Say National Security Cess Bill 2025. The bill proposes to levy a cess on production of goods such as pan masala and any other goods that may be notified by the central government. Proceeds from the cess will be used for expenditure towards public health and national security. Meanwhile, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today informed the Rajya Sabha that the government has capped the airfare across the country in view of the situation arisen due to the cancellation of certain flights, leading to shortage of capacity. In reply to supplementaries, Mr. Naidu said the government has created four pricing slabs based on the distance. Replying to another supplementary, the minister said there will be no compromise on air safety as it is the topmost priority for the government. A Delhi court today extended by 4 days the NIA custody of three doctors and a preacher arrested in the 10th November Red Fort blast case. They were produced before the principal and sessions judge Anju Bajaj Chandana as their 10-day custody ended. In Chhattisgarh's Khairagarh Chui Khadan Gandai district, 12 Maoists surrendered today. Those laying down arms include Ram Dher Maji, a member of the Central Committee of the Maoist and a top Naxal leader. These Maoists were active in various districts of Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra.